Welcome, everyone, to the Energy Advisors Podcast. I'm your host, Rex, that energy guy. And on our podcast, we talk everything energy. So hang on. We got a fun show for you today. There's a major breakthrough. I mean, we're talking magnitudes breakthrough in solar panel cell power efficiency and power generation. But before we go there, I always want to recognize that people's lives are busy and you don't always have a chance to follow every episode. So you might want to go back to episode number 53, and that one is revisiting solar ovens. Now, solar ovens been around a long time, but there's innovation that's happened there and the impact that's happening all over the globe. So take a look at episode number 53. Now, before we get on to this major innovation that's taken place in solar cell panel output, we'd like to thank the partners in the show, our good friends over at Valor Roof and Solar. You know, there's an old saying about integrity. Integrity matters most. If you're looking at rooftop solar, our friends at Valor do it right. Integrity through the education, the implementation, and maintenance. Valor can supply rooftop solar in Colorado, Utah, Idaho, Arizona, and Nevada. So if you're interested in connecting with them, go to the website, energyadvisors.today, and we'll hook you up. The next partner in the show that we always love to talk about is our friends over at Universal Wind Kinetics. If you have not looked at the capabilities and the power generation of residential size wind turbines, you need to take a look. These babies at rated speed, so when the wind is blowing, they can produce more power than almost four solar panels. So interesting stuff, big on the horizon, and it's an easy add-on if you have a solar system on your house today. So check out Universal Wind Kinetics by going to the website. We'll connect you. And then our other friends in the show, which we love to talk about, our friends over at Solar for America. Solar for America actually manufactures their panels in the United States. And I think independence is an important aspect in renewable energies. And so I think every country should have resources that they can deploy without political barriers and uncertainty around the globe. So connect with us and we'll connect you with them. Okay. Today, I'm excited about this topic because I've been in technology for close to four decades. And the thing I always loved about hardware and software was the extreme pace of development on innovation. Innovation cycles are crazy right now. And this reminds me of a time back in 2000 or so when we went from software that was installed on premise, so on site, hardware, software that was installed at the company, to the software as a service in the cloud model. Innovation's just crazy. Same time, chip manufacturing was going through the roof as far as the performance. So this is what's happening right now in energy. And so it's sort of tough to keep up with. So, you know, tune in. We'll help you with that. All right. So the breakthrough comes in the actual solar cells. So the cells that actually create electricity from the radiation in the sun. Now, the traditional ones that have been leading in the marketplace and available to just about everyone have been PV cells or photoelectric cells. And so they are taking that radiation and converting it to electricity. Now, currently, that technology that's readily available on the marketplace is basically what they would say a monofacial. So it's only one-sided. The electricity is created from the sunlight hitting that cell, and then the electricity is generated from that. It's that conversion process. Well, thanks to a collaboration over in the UK with the Durham Energy Institute, which is widely recognized as the top research institute in the world, and the University of Surrey, they have come up with a breakthrough that is amazing. I mean, it's the magnitudes of performance gains are incredible. Now, what the research teams did was they created a two-sided solar panel, which leverages the capabilities of bifacial pervosite solar cells and the combination of carbon nanotubes. Oh my goodness. You're saying to me, Rex, I'm not a scientist. Well, I'll help you understand this. Okay. Bifacial pervocyte cells are what you think they are. Bifacial means that they have two sides to them, and they can actually take the radiation that goes, hits them directly, and then the surrounding edges, it reflects back, and it can then create more electricity from the reflection. Okay, so it's a bifacial, two-sided cell. Now, they combine that, and now, oh, let's talk about that. Pervocyte is a derivative and isotope of titanium. Titanium is abundant throughout the world. There are large reserves in Russia, the UK, the United States, and Arkansas, Africa. Titanium is a very available mineral and element. So an isotope of that is the pervocyte. Okay, so now what happens is when that sun comes through, the carbon nanotubes is the technology that bounces the energy back. Okay, so it's reflective and it's a film that's made of these carbon nanotubes. Now, this is going to kind of blow your mind, but it's kind of crazy. Those carbon nanotubes are itty, itty, bitty, and it's measured on a nanoscale. So nanoscales are hugely small. That's a contradictory, hugely small. So when you look at a carbon nanotube, they generally run about 0.05 to 0.2 in diameter. Well, okay, that's tiny. What's the actual size of that? Well, those diameters in measured in nanometers is 100,000 times smaller than the width of a human hair. So these things are itty bitty. So it takes an immense amount of technology and skill to create these carbon nanotubes. Well, when the sun comes in, the solar panel, it hits that front side, and then bounces back off the backside. Those nanotubes are involved in that. And the performance increase is staggering, okay? The combination of those two is creating unprecedented power generation. And I mean, this will blow your mind. I can't even put my head around this. We're talking 36 megawatts per square centimeter. This outperforms any traditional solar panel in efficiency and long-term cost effectiveness. Now, again, these are breakthroughs in scientific labs. We've got scientists, chemistry people, physicists, all working on this. And that's what's exciting in what's happening in the world of renewables, because people are really starting to put and fund the research for this. This study, the detailed of this research, was recently published in the prestigious Nature Journal, which it gets worldwide accolades and attention. So when you look at this, combined with what Durham University and Surrey have put together, it is going to vastly increase the capacity of solar panels. I mean, just beyond what people can wrap their heads around today. So it really creates a promising, very promising future for the use of these provolytic cells. So I can't, I tell you, I'm stumbling through this. It's a new term for me. Parasite cells, not provolytic, parasite cells. So it's just amazing. And well, when will they hit the street? I don't know. If I knew that, I would probably not be the guy sitting here talking about it. I'd probably be some worldly billionaire type person like an Elon Musk. But it's exciting. It's there on the horizon. And harnessing the power of these bifacial pervocyte solar cells with the carbon nanotubes is going to be breaking boundaries of understanding of what can happen with the radiation for the sun. So I wanted to get that out to you. It's interesting stuff. You know, I spend a lot of time researching these things and making sure that I can share this with people. And then also sort of hopefully translating this into average guy speak like me. So hang on, watch this, pay attention. We'll be doing some interviews. I've got some scientists coming on from the Durham Energy Center Institute coming on the program soon to talk to this, and hopefully we can keep the geek speak at an understandable level. So if you're in the solar industry, if you're working with homeowners and consumers, this stuff is amazing. It's going to be revolutionary. Well, that's all I got today for our Spark of the Day. Appreciate you tuning in wherever you are in the world. If you're listening in on the podcast platforms, please follow. If you are following us along on the video platforms, don't forget to subscribe and hit notifications. And until next time, like I say all the time, thanks and make it a great day.